It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. 833 Joe Alex would like to know your biggest celebrity a-hole stories. They're total just jerks interaction that you had. You're like, wow, thanks. The reason we bring this up.
DJ Khaled.
Actually, he was second best recently, his album that came out. I think it's the first time that his album didn't go to number one, and now he's blaming, well, he's been blaming his record people, Alex, but now he's saying he's going to sue Billboard, who puts out a lot of the ratings for the records, and this guy's just butthurt. What is he doing? DJ Khaled, what are you doing?
He is really proving himself to be an egomaniac, which is not good.
Are you having a temper tantrum?
Another one.
Okay, you're going to have another one?
Another one.
Wah, I'm a baby. 833 Joe Alex. I want to hear about celebrity encounters you had where not necessarily the best thing ever. I can think of one, and they weren't necessarily jerks to me, but I know like it was a real tough situation to handle. We had one of our big Santa Slam concerts in Indy here, and we had Migos come through. And I don't know if they're still fighting, but like they would not all come together at the same time. They were in separate things. They wouldn't fly together. They were almost late because of that.
Yep.
And it was just a cluster. Like you didn't know that if you were at the show, but they almost didn't go on. It was the Hot Mess Express.
Yeah, they got in a fight, and then Quavo wanted to fly to Miami from Cleveland so he could go shopping. And then... Offset wanted to fly from Cleveland to Atlanta so he could stay the night with Cardi. And then take off. I don't even know where he took off to.
Right.
But they were not together.
Yeah, that was a disaster. I've got a couple stories. The one rude celebrity I've met, more than once she was rude to me, was Demi Lovato. Both times I met her, it was like, you need to have one foot apart. You can't touch her. She gave one-word answers in her interviews with me. Like, she was just total mega brat, and I just did not like her at all both times. And then one of my old bosses, there was a story that went around about how... Ariana Grande had said something like, I hope all my fans die or something like that.
Ugh.
He was there when she said it.
Stop.
So they were in an elevator. She was signing autographs, doing a meet and greet with her fans, all chummy. The elevator doors closed and she goes, I hope they all blanking die. And the elevator door closed.
I hope she was kidding.
But she has had, if you look up like bad stories about Ariana Grande, she's had tons and tons and tons of bad stories.
See,
about how she's a jerk.
I love Ariana Grande and she is like again and again so nice to her fans.
But I think it's fake. I definitely believe she is what I've heard in the industry anyway. I've heard she is a mega.
But that's what they say about Taylor Swift.
No, they never.
Well,
I never hear that.
Taylor Swift had some bribery going on to get some of her songs to number one.
Oh yeah, probably that. But she's never a jerk.
But so that's
you never
like the
hear
same
stuff
thing
like
as
that.
DJ Khaled.
Well,
no, he didn't bribe. He just threw a temper tantrum when he didn't get number one and then sued.
If the bribes didn't work, she probably would have thrown a temper tantrum as well.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe not publicly.
DJ
but.
Khaled, what did you say?
Major key alert.
Okay, that's not a major key. You definitely don't want to be doing that. 833 Joe Alex, if you've had an experience where you ran into a celebrity, you're looking forward to meeting him and just things didn't work out the way you thought you would, we'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.